This is Senator Al Simpson. Those do-good armchair environmental extremists are jumping the gun with a new effort to speed reintroduction of wolves into Yellowstone Park. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, a new bill in the House of Representatives is a misguided and zealous effort by your liberal cronies to accelerate reintroduction of wolves into Yellowstone without considering one whit how it will affect other park animals or the humans living close by. It calls for a full environmental impact statement before the very necessary preliminary biological studies on wolf prey population and other endangered species are even conducted. It's not just a wolves versus livestock issue, Ted. Bighorn sheep, moose, and many other animal populations are involved. We need to know if certain vulnerable prey species will be wiped out by wolves before we conduct any environmental impact statement. Tell them to call off the dogs, Ted. Too much is at stake, and this bill is just one more big mistake.
Al, the only thing more terrifying than a wolf howling at the moon is Al Simpson howling at the environmentalists. You've been in the tank at cattle ranches ever since this idea surfaced a few years ago. Conservationists and experts say wolves should be returned to Yellowstone as part of the national effort to save endangered species. Wolves were hunted down and exterminated in the park 60 years ago. The balance of nature in Yellowstone has been distorted ever since. As the saying goes, the deer is swift because of the wolf, and the wolf is strong because of the deer. And the forest is healthier because of both. If wolves are brought back to Yellowstone, it has to be done carefully. How can you be against an environmental impact statement, Al? It's exactly what's needed to analyze the issues and dispel misunderstandings. You want another study first? Fine. Congress has already authorized one. Keep an open mind, Al, and stop crying wolf. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the nation's obsolete scientific research facilities. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.